You know, I'm going to change the subject because I'm tired of talking about that bullshit. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Actually, that doesn't bother me because Derek and I never really celebrated Valentine's Day. So it's not going to, like, I'm not butthurt about it. I don't have a Valentine. I never really did. So, you know, it's, I'm kind of like, whatever. But I did go on Twitter because I'm like, I'm going to try to have a positive outlook on Valentine's Day. And I went, I'm taking applications to be my Valentine. You don't have to buy me presents and you don't have to send me flowers or anything, but I just get to say you're mine. And Big Fatty said he'd be mine. So Big Fatty's my Valentine. And I love him for it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I love him for it.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 794 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 15th of February, 2011. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Sure. Y'all, we have got voice letters and we're gonna go catch up on things in the mailbag. Oh, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, by the time you're hearing this, that Big Ricky, the ginger bear, who, by the way, is having a big old Ricky Burton nap as I'm recording this. He will be on his way to WKRP in Cincinnati, then on up to the Chicago's to arrive on Thursday afternoon, y'all. Now, y'all, just to let you know, by the way, I've got a little tickle in my throat. I can feel a little sore throat coming on, so I have begun my regime of 2 vitamin C tablets, and 2 echinacea every 2 waking hours for 2 days. And y'all, I've tried this before, and it works wonderfully. But Sunday night, when we were sitting in the Mellow Mushroom, the air conditioning was blowing, and it was coming right down on us, y'all. And it was, I made a joke about, oh, we had a delicious calzone and we got pneumonia for free. But y'all, I'm coming down with a little something. I got to knock it out because I ain't got time. I ain't got time for this with a big horror weekend coming up, y'all. We've got the big horror coming up. But anyway, y'all, I'll have a regular a little show for Hump Day. And y'all, then on Thursday and Friday, which happens to be the full moon, y'all. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but something to look forward to. y'all, we are going to have a two-parter of the gays with Big Ricky on it. So you've got that to look forward to as the week progresses. And y'all, what more could you ask for a full moon than an episode with Big Ricky? Y'all, I failed to read the from the bacon calendar on yesterday's a little show, so I'm gonna catch up today, y'all. For the Saturday and Sunday, the 12th and 13th, it said, so kick back with a pound of bacon and enjoy the show. And y'all, that is Sam from iCarly. And y'all, I don't know what that is. Y'all, the Cocoa Crisp bacon. Evidently, this is a recipe. And y'all, it says cut into thirds of a pound of bacon rubbed with, cut into thirds of a pound of bacon rubbed with 3/4 of a cup of brown sugar and 2 teaspoons of cocoa powder and 1/2 teaspoon of ground chipotle pepper. Place on a bacon a baking rack set in a foil-lined rimmed cookie sheet. Bake at 350 for 45 to 60 minutes. Y'all, I don't understand. I don't understand. Y'all, I have taken a bacon and put it in the frying pan and sprinkled a little granulated sugar on it, and y'all, it gets sweet and it's got good syrupy burnness on it. Y'all, it's just delicious. But y'all, that seems like more. And y'all, who's got an hour to wait for bacon to cook? No, McCready, not you. And y'all, then for today, it is the double dipped in batter and deep fried chicken fried bacon was created by Frank Sodolak in the 1990s for his Texas restaurant and won the food competition at the 2008 Texas State Fair. Y'all, I believe Bjorn, who is our official Texas State Fair fair food correspondent, I believe he sampled some of that. So, y'all, there you have it. All right, so we're caught up on that. Yes, McCready, that is just lovely. And, y'all, what we need to catch up on next is voice letters. Yes, McCready.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And, oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Miss Wes, and I'm using your app to leave you this message. As a matter of fact, I've just hooked up the Wi-Fi here in the Hacienda, and this is the first time I've ever used the Big Fatty app in its full fat feature mode. I've never tested out the Wi-Fi here, but I'm leaving you this message because I heard your desperate plea for help. I understand that the hats are coming in from Hatlanta, and you have to find a place to hide all of your big black dildos. Well, I was in your shoes not too long ago, so I recommend you do just that. Try sticking your big black dildos all the way down at the bottom of your shoes so that no one will find them there. I know it worked for me, but of course, I have size 12 and a half feet, and all you have is those itty-bitty feet.
Wop, wop.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that's just ugly. It's just ugly. Just ugly, ugly, ugly. Y'all, that is Miss Wes, formerly of the Live It Up podcast, which y'all is dead. It's gone. It's just, it's And y'all, you know, it's just another casualty of that Daniel Bebop, who, by the way, y'all, did not win a single award at the Grandma Awards. No! And, but, y'all, Miss Wes, I did hear from him. That is the other half of the, what is that? What are those things called? The calzone. And y'all had terrible indigestion on Sunday night. And y'all, I couldn't figure it out. Because, you know, I had ordered the calzone with the ground beef and the banana peppers and the mushrooms. And y'all, the banana peppers don't usually give me the... but anyway, Sunday night it was just and y'all. So I went and had the other half for lunch on Monday, and y'all come to find out the waitress had fucked up my order. She got me the steak the steak calzone, which comes with the green peppers, which y'all definitely makes me gassy and burpy and gurdy. And, y'all, the green peppers are not Big Fatty's friends at all. And, y'all, if you're around Big Fatty, they are not your friends either. And it had the onions and the steak and cheese on it. And then on top of that, they added the mushrooms and the banana peppers. Of course, I didn't realize that when I was eating the first half Sunday night and catching pneumonia. But y'all, it soon became evident when I had the other half at lunch today, and I was able to pull out all of the green peppers, although I think I may have missed one or two, so I may be later on tonight. But y'all, over the weekend, Miss Wes, she received her new, the Weather Rat has pulled out a crema wreath, and it's got pine cones and a big red bow on it. And y'all, I don't understand it, because it is the VD, and he's pulling out the crema wreath. Y'all, he ain't right. He just ain't right, y'all. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, he got his new washing machine and his new dryer. And y'all, evidently, when they took the old one out, y'all, they found the Lindbergh baby. And anyway, that probably won't make a damn bit of sense except to the oldest of the old farts. Anyway, now y'all, Big Fatty, you know, it is VD, and it was VD weekend, and Big Fatty got so many nice little cards and electronic messages and instant letters and everything. Y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, you know, there are a few things that Big Fatty enjoys more than a gentleman caller, but one of them, and maybe not more than a gentleman caller, but as much as a gentleman caller, Big Fatty loves to hear from Larry the Lurker.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is him from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I was just calling you to wish you a very merry Valentine's Day. I've never called your show before. I've never left you a voice letter, and I thought it was about time, because I enjoy your show a lot, and I hope you have a good Valentine's Day. Take care. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I love it when Larry the Lurker calls. Now, I could the reception wasn't so great, so I don't know if he said Jim or Tim, but y'all, he's up there in Wisconsin, so all I got to do is check with my grandson, because I'm sure Jim or Tim, enjoy going out and having a snow cone with my grandson somewhere, and I'll just get my grandson to tell me what it was. But Jim or Tim, thank you so much. You just don't know how lovely it is for Big Fatty to get a voice letter from Larry the Lurker. And y'all, Jim or Tim is the second, you know, that's the second first time thing that happened with the voice letters, because Miss Wes, that was his first time of using the BFO app to send a voice letter to Big Fatty. And y'all, it worked just lovely, just like a charm. So, Jim or Tim, maybe you should get the BFO app and use it from now on, so I can fucking understand what you're saying. Ah, Big Fatty, be nice to him. He just called you, just like that Kyle in the Hawaiians.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Kyle from Hawaii. Sorry I missed your anniversary. Call in or send an e-letter. I'm backed up on podcast, but I called to say better late than never. Happy anniversary. Keep on doing what you're doing and keep it vulgar. I love it.
Oh dear. Gussie, y'all, that is Kyle from the Hawaiians. And y'all, his voice letters come in with a punch. That is a Hawaiian punch from Kyle there, because y'all, he likes it vulgar. And y'all, who doesn't like it vulgar? Big Fatty, vulgar, vulgar, vulgar. Y'all, speaking of vulgar, y'all, that Hat M, who lives over there in the Mexicos, y'all, he was just as ugly as he could possibly be about yesterday's A Little Show, and y'all, he just didn't like it. He just did not like it, because all you did was play old shit. Well, y'all, it was a themed show. It was a themed show, just kind of like, this is a themed show that plays the voice letters. Oh, Big Fatty, thank you for two themes in a row.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Bill. Hey, I wanted to let you know I got the package in the mail Saturday. Went out to the mailbox and thought, good Lord, what is this big cardboard box in the mailbox? Just wanted to tell you thanks for the sign and the other little happy in there. You are truly the gift that keeps on giving. I didn't know that being a 2009 number one fan, I was going to keep on getting the happies, but hey, I'm not complaining. So keep up the great work, and I'll talk to you later.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that's Bill in St. Louis. He was the 2009 number one fan of the BFO. And y'all, he got his little box of happies because, y'all, every once in a while, the elder number one fans are remembered as well. And y'all, Moose P got his over the weekend also. He put a picture on the Twitty. And y'all, let me just say, if you ever become a number one fan, you may eventually have to buy a second refrigerator. That's all I'm going to say. But anyway, y'all, I have got the the prizes for the 2011 number one, number two, and number three fans ready to go into the mail. I've just got to get by the post office. I was hoping to get by there on Monday and check the P.O. box. But y'all just didn't have the time. And But I'll get those out before I head over to the Hara tomorrow on Wednesday. Y'all, that was just lovely of Bill to call and say that, and for Moose to put the lovely picture up. And by the way, y'all, from what I understand, the everyone's favorite rapist, the albino, down there in the Lakeland, Florida, y'all, he received the coupon winner's prize, and y'all, evidently it had postage due. So. But nobody else has had postage due. But anyway, so, sorry, Julian. But, you know, y'all, sometimes that is just the way the mop flops. Yes!
This just into the BFO. Just when you thought Big Patty couldn't get further behind desk, Words with Friends is now out on the Hemorrhoid Android.
Y'all, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it when I saw that news that the Words with Friends is out there, and it is available for those Hemorrhoid Android phone users. I know that there are some of you out there who have been chomping at the bit, waiting for that. And y'all, they're available now. And y'all, if you'd like to play Big Fatty, I've only got about 38 games going right now, so I'm down a little bit. However, I am not able to start new games because I have so many going. It is Big Fatty Online. If you would like to send me a game request, y'all, I'd be happy to play you. But just remember, there's lots of others. Because, you know, y'all, this is one of the things that comes with being an international internet celebrity, is that everybody wants to play with you on the Words with Friends. Big Fatty, thank God you added that last part about the Words with Friends. Anyway, y'all, I've got a couple of of these, what do you call these? These are the scratch-offs. And y'all, it looks like I've only got three of them left here, so I'm getting near the end. This is encouraging. It's encouraging, Big Fatty. Yes! And y'all, the one we're going to do today is from the South Carolina Education Lottery. It is the Double Lucky Sevens, and I can win up to $27,777 if I find a seven symbol within a game. I'll win that prize shown. If I find two seven symbols within a game, I'll win double the prize shown. So y'all, dear God, I see y'all, there are 10 games on here. I better start scratching damn quick. There's a five and a three, no winner. There's a two and a nine, not a winner. There's a three and a one, no winner there. A two and a six, not a winner. A three and a six, no winner there. A number four and a number nine, not a winner. And, it's a one. And an eight, not a winner. A two and a four, no winner. A nine and a five, no winner. And a six and a five, no winner. It sounds like my luck with my youngest daughter.
And I love him for it.
It must run in the family. Bad luck at a casino.
You can- can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.